This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to Parsha Share. So, three ideas that Ms. Hashem will share this evening. Three very beautiful ideas on Parsha's Miketz. Yosef HaTzadik is in Mitzrayim. He gets married and he raises a family. He has two boys, Menashe and Ephraim. If you take a look at the first box, let's look at the psukim that describe this. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Says the pasuk, this is Memalef, Perek Memalef in Miketz. Uli Yosef Yulad Shnevonim. Yosef has two sons, Beterem Tovish Nas Harav, before the famine kicks in. Asheyold Loi Osnas Bas Potifera Koen Oin. That is born to him when after he marries Osnas, who is the daughter of Potifera. Fine. Vayikro. Yosef es shem habacher Menashe. Yosef atzadik calls the eldest son Menashe. Why? Ki nishan yelukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made me forget es kol amolai, all my trouble, my toil, es kol beis avi, in my father's house. Strange way of naming a child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped me forget my past. What does that mean? Ve'es shem hasheni kar Ephraim ki Ephraim yelukim be'eretz onyi. He called the second child Ephraim, ki Ephrani has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. Now that I understand. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've been successful here. I've become fruitful. But the first name, the name Menashe, seems a very strange reason. He's made me forget my father, my home. What, wouldn't he want to remember his father? And on the contrary, remembering his father, in a way, saved him from the Nisoyan that he had. If you look at the next box, in last week's parasha, when Ashes Potiphar was attempting to seduce Yosef, the day came when everyone else, and everyone else was out, and she thought, this is my moment. She feigned illness and she thought this was my big day. Lie with me. Now, says Rashi famously in last week's Sedra, Lasos Melachtoi. Rav Shmuel, the Gemara in Soitza says, there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar Melachtoi Mamish, that when it says, the day came, Vayovei Habayis Elasus Melachtoi, Yosef came to do his work, it means, normally he came to do his work, Kapshutoi. V'chad Omar Lasus Sarachov Imo, that actually he had succumbed, he couldn't take it anymore, and he wanted to live with her. Elishen Niris Lo Demust Yukne Shel Oviv. But his father's visage came to him in front of him, Kedisim Masechasot Elam Advov on the base. So he's seeing his father, in a way, saved him from succumbing to temptation. So why, when he finally gets married and he overcomes that nisoyon, he has children, he calls the first child Menashe, ki nishanya lekim es kol amolai ves kol beis avi, he's helped me forget my father? What? That's the last thing he wants to do. So I heard from Yisrael Besser, in the name of Rabbi Zion Twersky, very beautiful idea. He realized the importance of is a father figure. He realized that seeing his father in that moment of high temptation, that helped him overcome that tremendous nisayon. He knew how important it was to have a connection with a father. But then he thought to himself, I've got my father to look at. He is my sort of towering source of inspiration. But who are my children going to look at? They don't know Yaakov. They've never met my father. So who are my children going to look at? That concept, he wasn't forgetting Yaakov, but he's that realization that he has to sort of detach himself from his past. He can't just sort of dwell in his past. He has to make himself and walk on his own to make himself that father figure for his own children. That realization that his children don't know the grandfather, all they're going to have to look at is me. I better become the best me I can become so that my children have someone to look at. That's what it means. So Menashe is named ki nishanya lekim es kol amolav es kol beis avi, because I've realized I can't just dwell in the past. I can't rely on my father because it's not going to do it for my kids. They don't know him. I've got to make myself into the best Yosef HaTzadik I can be so that my children have this source of inspiration that they can look at. And therefore he called his son Menashe. Very beautiful idea. Okay, let's move on. Now, next Perek Membeis. Vayar Yaakov ki yesheva ben Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu sees that there is a famine in Mitzrayim. Vayome Yaakov Levonov Lomot Tisro. Why are you delaying and going down to Mitzrayim? You should, because as Rashi says, you're going to arouse the jealousy of the Bnei Esau, of the Bnei Shmuel, they think you're okay. You need to go down to Mitzrayim and to get some food. Says the next pasuk, we'll go down to Mitzrayim and you'll v'nichye v'leinomus. Rashi says it was like a spark of Ruach HaKodesh. This will be our sustenance. This is how the Jewish people will live. And the brothers of Yosef go down to get food from Egypt. Interestingly, they're not called Bnei Yaakov. Says Rashi, this is the first time that they are called Achei Yosef rather than Bnei Yaakov. Says Rashi, Vayeredu Achei Yosef, the brothers of Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, V'lo kosov Bnei Yaakov. It doesn't say that the sons of Yaakov went down. Melamed, Shohu mischartim b'mechiroso. This teaches us that they were regretting the fact that they had sold him. V'nosnu libam l'isnai gimo ba'achva. They therefore went down with a view that they're going to behave as brothers to him. Ba'achva, liftoso b'chol momen sheyifsuku aleihem. Whatever it costs, they're going to redeem him. That was their intention when they went down. So therefore it says, Vayerdu Achei Yosef, because they went with that kavana to help Yosef and to redeem him whatever the cost, not Bnei Yaakov. I came across someone said over a vod of someone called the Tiv HaTorah. The Tiv HaTorah is Rav Gamliel Rabinovitz. He's quite well known, one of the Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael today. His popularizer, I think, Zacharia Wallerstein, was a Talmud of his and often said over the Torah of Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovitz. So, but he's one of the great Mekubalim who lives in Yerushalayim, I think. And he has a sefer called Tiv HaTorah. So he says something he asks a very, very interesting question. Lechora, this is the bottom box. Lechora tzorech bil, shedavka achshov, that now, shekvarotzu hashvotim loshuv b'tshuva shlema. This is a turning point. They want to come down Mitzrayim. They're no longer called Bnei Yaakov. They're called Achei Yosef to represent the fact that they regret selling him. So now they've reached a point of tshuva. And they've got to redeem him for whatever money, whatever it will cost. Now, this is when all their torment begins. In other words, they are now, this is the beginning of the story. They're now coming down to Mitzrayim to look for Yosef. And this is the moment when they're doing tshuva. They're not Bnei Yaakov, they're Achei Yosef. They regret selling him. They want to redeem him for whatever it's going to cost. And at the same time, simultaneously, this is when all their troubles begin. They come down, they've got very difficult negotiations with this viceroy, whoever he is. He takes Shimon, they go back, and then there's Binyamin. All the problems they have begin now. Why now? They're doing tshuva. Wouldn't it have been appropriate earlier? Ha'inyan Yuvan, so he says the Ramil Ramitz, he brings a Sfasemes in a different place. Ha'inyan Yuvan, next paragraph, al pi divra Sfasemes mokmache. Ha'Sfasemes hikshe. Shari kol ma she yishev Yosef bebeis ha-soha, she yoshav bebeis ha-soha, why was Yosef in prison for so long? Because he spoke Lashon Hara against his brothers, against the Shvatim. When did he have this punishment of being in prison for all those years? 10 years plus 2 years, a long time in a pit in Mitzrayim. When did he have this punishment? After he overcame the Nisoyan of Eishes Potiphar, wouldn't that be the time to reward him? He's a 17-year-old boy, a huge challenge for him. He overcomes the challenge, and now his troubles begin? Now he's thrown into prison? Zutayr v'zuschara? That's the kash of the Sfasemes. V'tiritz, she'roitza ha'ter lamdeinu. The Torah wants to teach us, says the Sfasemes, an amazing insight. That dafka now, after a person overcomes a very difficult challenge, va'omed boy bigvura, and he overcomes it with strength, with might, v'lo nichshal, and he doesn't stumble, rak oz hu nase muchen lekabelis einshal chatoiv. Now he's ready. He's on a lofty level. He's ready to receive any punishment for the chait that he may have done till now. In other words, he's got to be punished for speaking Lashon Hara against the Shvatim. Till now, he wasn't worthy. He's been omed on the Nisayon with Eishes Potiphar, that's elevated him to a high madrega. Now he's ready to get the tikkun that he needs to rectify anything he may have done till now. Previously, he wasn't ready. And that explains something else. Bezeya Turetz, that says, it sort of explains a phenomenon that you see. Mashe roem lifa'omim, sheboim ba'alit tshuva. A Baal Tshuva comes along, v'tzakim mar libam, and they cry out with bitterness. Echi tokein, she'achre she'kol kach mosru nashon loshon b'tshuva shleima. I've abandoned my former life. I've done tshuva. And I've now want to return home with a sakhen is avaram and to fix my ways. Dafka oz niskolim him bekoshim rabim becholin yonim. Dafka, when they now become frum, they're challenged with all types of challenges. It becomes very difficult for them. Why? It seems they can feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me and doesn't want my tshuva. They were thinking, now that I've determined I'm going to put on tefillin every day, I'm going to keep Shabbos, I'm going to eat kosher, everything's going to be plain sailing from now. But actually, you see the reverse. They undertake genuinely to become religious and to lead a life of a Ben Torah, and then all of a sudden, all the difficulties kick in. How can that be? Says the Sfasemes, turning over the page. But according to this yisoid of the Sfas Emes, who b'diuk lehepech mamish, is on the contrary, it's faket. K'moy sheroya metzal Yosef, like we see with Yosef, sherak k'shezocha lama b'nisoyen hagadol, only when he merited to stand by this tremendous nisoyen, oz zocha l'sakhen ischatov, now he was ready and worthy to do tshuva for the chait of speaking Lashon Hara about his brothers. Ki be'emes, in order to live through a life where you can get a tikkun for anything you've done wrong, that takes a certain degree of zuchus. The fact that it gets difficult is a sign, on the contrary, it's working. You're being mesakein any default in your neshama. Rak shenichnas beemes leilom shel tshuva, when you undertake properly to do tshuva, yochol liras es tshuvasa tshuva, then chashuva, you see that the tshuva is chashuv, shalidei shereya shabara tovei mimenu b'olam hazeh chatoiv hakoidmim. On the contrary, now that you've undertaken to be a bal tshuva gemura and to keep Torah mitzvahs properly, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good, you're ready to fix the averas that you may have done in the past, and therefore there are going to be other challenges on the way. Previously you weren't able to. Phenomenal concept. Good. With all of that, says Rav Nilan Rinovitz, that explains our question. Me'ata novin. Now we can understand. Gam binin ha-shvatim, so too with the shvatim. Yosef rotze shetei tshuvosim tshuva shlema. Yosef wanted that their tshuva should be complete. V'lokach rak k'sherosh yesh lohem kvar is arusa delatato. Now he saw that they came down. They were doing tshuva, they were Achi Yosef, they were not Bnei Yaakov. That was a demonstration of the fact that they've done charot, so they regretted the fact they sold him, they wanted to redeem him. Now, she'eschartu mo'od al ma'aseh al-mechir, they genuinely regretted selling him. V'yumuchonim rishalim olav kol mechir, and they're willing to pay whatever it costs. Oz yod she'reitzehim likonis bo'il ma'tshuva. Now I can see, says Yosef, that my brothers genuinely wanted to tshuva, v'hischar to be'emes ha'masha also, and they regret what they did, v'imkein higia azman l'saken es nafshom, now it's time to fix things up, and that's why I gave them a tough time. Very interesting, it's quite novel. Okay, good, let's move on to one final idea. Now this idea, it's always bothered me over the years, strong kasha I've always had, I'm sure others as well. In this final, when they meet, Yosef is sitting there dressed up as the viceroy of Egypt. The brothers haven't got a clue that it's him, but he recognizes them. Says the pasuk, "Vayake Yosef es echov v'heim lo hikiruhu," that he recognizes them and they don't recognize him. Like, really? They don't recognize Yosef? Does he look so different? I mean, it's not that long. It's 13 years later. And they don't recognize him. So Rashi, of course, is troubled by the question. And Rashi just says, "Lefi shenichum chasume zokim," because when he left, He was beardless, he was smooth-skinned. For him, lo kiru, because sheyotz me'eslam b'lo chasim ezokin. He was young, 17, he didn't yet grow a beard. For ach shebo b'chasim ezokin, and now he had a beard, and that sort of put them off. But it's a difficult thing to suggest. For ach shebo b'chasim ezokin, omer shagodah v'ayaka yoyz v'ezokin, k'shenim shu b'yad, b'yodo hikir shehim ochi v'rachim aleim, v'hem l'kiru, k'shenofo b'yodo m'ninag b'yachwa. Okay, the other pshat, the Medrash says, that he recognized them, i.e. that he had rachmanos on them, but not like they recognized him when previously they were not noheg with him, with that same brotherhood. Okay, the second pshat of Rashi. But how could the brothers not have recognized Yosef? And this is the bigger problem, because Chazal tell us that Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov. So Rashi's explanation is a bit difficult, surely, because if it's the beard that threw them off, well, Yaakov had a beard, and if Yosef looks so much like Yaakov, they just came from Yaakov. So they know what their father looks like. So wouldn't they seen, Yosef, he looks like his father? And how do we know that Yosef looked like his father? Look at the next box. Vayeshev Yaakov, last week said it again. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei of Eretz Canaan. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shavas Yishonot v'hoya Roes Ochiv. These are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef. Why did Yosef come first? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, what about them? Says Rashi, Ela told us Yaakov, Ela shall told us Yaakov, Ela Yishuvim, V'gugulem, Ashabod, Yechol, Yishuv, etc. This was the sort of the whole story, how it unfolded. Sibba, Rishona, Yosef, Ben Shvaisre, because the whole thing happened through Yosef, Al Yedei, Zeh, Nisgalgul, V'yodim, Mitzrayim, etc. Zeh, Acha, Pshut, Shomikra. That's the Poshup Shat. However, says Rashi, O Medrash Agoda, Deirish, Tola HaKosov told us Yaakov, Yosef, the Torah ascribes the generations of Yaakov to Yosef. Mepnei kamad dvarim for many things. Achas shekol atzma shel Yaakov le'ovad etz lovon ele b'Rachel. Because first of all, the whole reason that he worked so hard at Lovon was to marry Rachel, and Yosef was the first child of Rachel. That's one reason. So therefore, the Torah says, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. These were the generations of Yaakov Yosef. Why? Because that was his. He worked for Rachel first. And that was the primary focus of his labor. Two, for Shaya Ziv Kunan Shel Yosef Doimelai, that they looked the same. Yosef looked the same, and therefore Ela told us Yaakov Yosef because Yosef looked like Yaakov, etc., etc. For Chomashir Li Yaakov, Li Yosef, whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Zenistoim, Zenistoim. This one he was hated. This was hated. He was hated. Zechom Vakish Lago, Zechom Vakish Lago. Yaakov's brother wanted to kill him. Yosef's brothers wanted to kill him. For Chen Harav Bereshis Rabba and more. See the Medrash. Good, but either way, you see from this Rashi that Yosef looked like his father, which exacerbates our question. Could the brothers not have seen that this is Yosef? So I once heard a pshat from Rabbi Moshe Levy. Yeah, Rabbi Moshe Levy here in Hendon, from America originally, a phenomenal speaker, and he speaks in school often. So he once said the following pshat. He once said that he was visiting someone, and he noticed that on the mantelpiece of this person's house, there was a picture of a person. And he asked his host, who is that person on the mantelpiece? So the fellow said it was his father. But it's not how he remembered his father, because the father, Nebuchadnezzar, had been ill for the last 5 years of his life. And he remembered, all he could remember was an old, frail man. It's one of the tragedies of old age, that sometimes children remember the last few years. But they don't remember that the father was young once. And do you remember the father when you were a child and he put you to bed and all those times, etc., etc. So he said, the fellow said to Rabbi Shlevi, that's a picture of my father, but that's not how I remember him. Says Rabbi Levi, Yaakov was devastated at the loss of Yosef, and he mourned him for 22 years. Now, I said 32, 30 years. He was 30. He was 39, of course. He was 17 when he came down. He was 39 when he was united. He's 22 years later. Yaakov Avinu's facial appearance had changed so much in those 22 years, that he was a different person. Take a look. This is an amazing Netziv. The Netziv says in last week's parasha, "Vayakumu kol bonav v'chol bnosav l'nachmei." When Yosef had been taken away, they all came to try and comfort him. "Vayimoyin lisnachim." He refused to be comforted. "Vayomer ki'ered abni sha'ola v'yef kosei aviv." And he refused to be comforted, and his father cried. Ask the Netziv in Hoimikdava, "Hayroi lichtav tchila v'yef." Isn't the natural thing that you first cry? And then he refused to be comforted. why he refused to be comforted, and then vayevko so oviv, says the Netziv, Ela bol lamdeinu, shelo nohag bechi gimel yomim. For the first 3 days, he was in such shock, he didn't cry one drop. Ela bocha oisa kol zman shoye ovel olov. But when did he cry? For the next 22 years. Because he didn't have any shikra, the misa, there's a gezeira, that you can get some sort of nechama with the passing of a person. But if the person hasn't passed, you don't get the nechama. And therefore, he, for the first 3 days, he was in shock, didn't cry. For the next 22 years, says the Netziv, he cried. So he cries for 22 years, he was so devastated at this loss, that literally his facial appearance had changed, and the brothers got used to the new Yaakov Avinu, which is very different to how Yosef looked. That's the point. And therefore, you can say that that's also pshat. When it says, Vayomer Yosef, in next week's Sedra, Vayomer Yosef Elohim, Ani Yosef, Aod Avichai, I'm Yosef, is my father still alive? V'lo yochlu ochim, l'anu sokid nifalim meponov. Don't want to spoil the story, but this is what happens next week. So Yosef says, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? I.e., the one I left you. Not the distraught one that you're talking about, who you see in the last 22 years crying and who's got a different facial appearance to what I remember. Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? Am I going to see the old Yaakov Avinu? That's what it means. So perhaps, says Rabbi Levi, when it says, Vayakar Yosef es Ochim, he remembered them, they couldn't recognize him because they were expecting to see someone who looked like their father. They remembered Yosef like their father. But they had in their minds had a picture of Yaakov who was very different to the Yaakov who was looked like Yaakov when Yosef was at home. Very, very interesting insight. But anyway, it's a strong kasha and it's perhaps an approach. So there we have three ideas. The first idea, why is Menashe so called? It says the pasuk, "Ki nishani elokim es kol amola." Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me forget all my tov al es kol beis avi. You really want to forget your father? Remembering the father came to his help. That the must yuknoi shel aviv appeared to him, which saved him from Eishes Potiphar. Why do you want to forget that? The answer is because that's what saves me. Who's going to save my children? They don't know my father. So I have to make myself and to be the best person I can be so that I can be that towering source of inspiration for my own children. And that realization is so called for Menashe. To realize that I have to detach myself from my father and I have to build myself up to be that person, to be that father for my own children. Then you have this fascinating idea of Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovitz that how come all of a sudden by Yeredu Achi Yosef, why then now are they called Achi Yosef and not Bnei Yaakov? Says Rashi, because they were mischaret on the mechira, they regretted the sale, they're willing to pay for everything, and now all the troubles start. As the Sfas Emes are, zu tshuva vzu schara, they do tshuva and they get rewarded. Where's the reward? All the troubles begin now. The answer is, says the Sfas Emes, you've got to be worthy to be punished. You've got to be worthy to be punished to do tshuva gemura, to have that tikkun, to have that fixing, that shlemus that everyone so needs. But you've got to be on a certain madriga for it. And that's why he says that Yosef, after being omid on this nisayon, now he goes to prison because he can now properly do tshuva for the Lashon Hara he spoke about his brothers. And that's why sometimes Baalei tshuva struggle. After they're mekabel old Torah mitzvahs, then they're royal to be mekabel any difficulties that they may need for a certain tikkun. Okay, and that's why Dafka Bnei Yaakov. That's why Dafka Achi Yosef and not Bnei Yaakov. And lastly, Vayakar Yosef is Ochivim Likiruhu. How could it be the brothers didn't recognize Yosef? He looked like Yaakov. The Teretz is, he looked like Yaakov of old, not the Yaakov of the last 22 years, whose face, whose appearance is so changed because of what he'd been through, because of the mourning for Yosef.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.